We begin then in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
What great love the Father has given to us.
That we should be called children of God.
He sent his Son to save us from death.
That we should be called children of God.
Jesus was born to take our place.
That we should be called children of God.
His work on the cross gives us new life.
And we are called children of God.
Our Heavenly Father created a perfect, sinless world. He created people to love and care for. The first two people, Adam and Eve, were created perfect and sinless too. But they disobeyed God, and sin and death entered the world. Right away, God provided a plan. He would not let his children die eternally. He would send a Savior. Thousands of years passed, and God's children continued to disobey God. But God kept loving them, and he did not forget his promise. When the time was right, he sent his Son, his only Son, Jesus, into the world. Jesus is the perfect Son who never sinned. He was born, he lived a perfect life, he died the death we should have died, and he rose again so we can have eternal life. God has called each of us to be his child through faith in his perfect Son, Jesus. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1. Please join us in singing of the hymn 384, Of the Father's Love Begotten.
The Son in the manger. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Isaiah 9, verses 6. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you. But she was greatly troubled at the saying, and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord will give him to the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. Luke 1, verses 26 through 33.
God sent the angel Gabriel to Mary with great news to tell. Don't be afraid, you will be a son, the King of Kings, the Promised One. In a manger he was born, the Son of God, on Christmas morn.
Please join us in singing Angels from the Realm of Glory on page 367.
Thank you.
sun and the cross. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the cool of the day. And the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" And he said, "I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself." He said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree of which I commanded you not to eat?" The man said, "The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me the fruit of the tree, and I ate." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this that you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." Genesis chapter 3, verses 8 through 13. From Mount Hor they set out by the way to the Red Sea, to go around the land of Edom. And the people became impatient on the way. And the people spoke against God and against Moses, "Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no food and no water. We love this worthless food." Then the Lord God sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, so that many of the people of Israel died. And the people came to Moses and said, "We have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against you. Pray to the Lord that he take away the serpents from us." So Moses prayed for the people. And the Lord said to Moses, "Make a fiery serpent and set it on a pole, and everyone who is bitten, when he sees it, shall live." So Moses made a bronze serpent and set it on a pole. And if a serpent bit anyone, he would look at this bronze serpent and live. Numbers chapter 21, verses 4 through 9. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. John chapter 3, verses 14 through 15. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, "Abba, Father." So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir through God. Galatians chapter 4, verses 4 through 7. Please join us in the singing of "O Come All Ye Faithful," page 379, verses 1 and 3.
Sun in our hearts. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger, because there is no place for them in the inn. Luke 2, verses 1 through 7. And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. They were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those whom he is pleased." Luke 2, verses 8 through 14. When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby that was lying in the manger. And when they saw it, they made it known, saying that had been told to them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told to them. Luke 2, verses 15 through 20. Please join us in singing "Away in a Manger" on page 364.
For to us a child is born,
to us a son is given,
and the government shall be upon his shoulder.
And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
Lord God, you promised the virgin-born son to reluctant Ahaz, and in the fullness of time the Word became flesh. Open our hearts and strengthen our faith, gladly to receive your Son, in the signs where he is present, not in signs of our own choosing, but in the Word and the Holy Sacraments. Lord God, do not bear with the tiresome flattery and unbeliefs of kings and rulers forever. Have mercy on us, Lord, and spare our nation. Clear away all empty vows or empty shows of piety, and renew genuine faith in the Virgin Son, that at his coming may not be the sign against us. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord God, you named your Son Jesus because he was born to save us from our sins. Give us repentant hearts. Do not let us bow to temptation or abuse his name by seeking our own way, but lead us to confess our sins and rejoice in his salvation. Lord God, look with kindness on the sick and those in need, especially the family of Jenny Hill on the death of her sister-in-law. We also pray for Vic Reinhardt, our community, especially the homeless, the sister of Elaine Powers, Ron Thompson, Jean Lawyer's granddaughter, Arabella, Frida Smith, Elizabeth Samples, Jennifer Burton, Julie Ploss, Eleanor Connor, Joyce Thompson, Susan Fouts, Steve Klotfelter, and Demi Hauk. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we give thanks for your Son, Jesus Christ, who is truly Lord and ruler of the house of Israel. With the Holy Spirit, you spoke to Moses out of the burning bush and gave the law and terror to test your ancient people, that the fear of you would be for them. As Moses stretched out his arm at your word to bring Israel out of bondage, and as he stood in the breach against your wrath, so you have given your church to redeem us, given us Christ to redeem us with his arms outstretched on the wood of the cross. Grant that, as we recall with thanksgiving his advent in the flesh, we may always confess him and remain watchful for his advent in the glory at the last day. For you live and reign, ever one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and forever.
Amen.
Yeah. going to be so flat for him, even though we're not.